Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, isn't that a powerful song? And how much truth is in that? Amen? Oh, it is the blood. It is the blood that's on the doorpost of our life that keeps the enemy from taking our life, that gives us the hope of eternal life that Brother Nish was singing about when we were having the fellowship. You know, there is going to be a meeting in the air, in the breath of life. Amen? We have a place to go. We have an eternal home. It's not made with man's hands, but it's made by the eternal God. And it's made for us, amen, and His children, to us to fellowship together. Oh, glory. If you would, open up your Bibles and the book of Proverbs chapter 14, very familiar verse of Scripture. I tell you what, I heard in my spirit, I heard this phrase, which way do I go? Which way do I go? And I feel in my spirit this morning, there's people in this service, and they say, I've tried this, I've tried that. Things don't seem to work out like other people says that it should, or that have testified about, and I don't know what to do. Have you ever been lost?
Yes, amen.
Come on, I've been lost, and I didn't know what to do in a situation. Or I've been in a situation, I struggled and tried this, and it didn't work. It seemed like I couldn't keep my head above water. We've all been there, amen? But God wants us to have a clear, concise understanding that He promises He'd never leave us, He'd never forsake us, amen? He'd go with us always, even to the end of the world, into this age. And so we've got to know that you're not alone, no matter what you're dealing with or where you're at. I'm not alone. God's with me. God's with you. But I've got to do what the Word says. I've got to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. Because any time I get into my own understanding, I short-circuit God's plan and will for my life. Amen? And I miss out on God's best. Let's look at this verse of Scripture. It's very familiar. Proverbs chapter 14, verse number 12. When you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12 says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Let's read the second witness over in the 16th chapter, the 25th verse. You know it. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death.
Amen.
Pray with me. Father God, we stand before You this morning, a group of people. Lord, You put people here this morning, and I believe You have a word for them. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus that You help me just to step out of the way. Lord, and You say what You would have to each one of us. Lord, I believe that there's critical turning points in our hearts, souls, and lives. And this morning, it's very needful that we hear not what man thinks, not what man knows and understands, but what thus saith the Lord. And Father, I say that as You speak to us with Your anointing, that I believe that we'll receive this word, that faith will rise, we'll have a vision, and we can go in the direction of success. We can have prosperity in our lives and where the enemy is trying to hinder and hurt. And I mean prosperity in the abundant life that You died to give us, Lord. We look to You, the author, the finisher of our faith, and we are going to receive. We say this in the name of Jesus, and everyone says, amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 There is a way. The Bible says there is a way which seemeth right. This morning, you and I, we have to make decisions countless numbers of times in every day. From the moment you wake up, from the moment I wake up, we've got to make decisions. And if we're not careful, we make those decisions out of what we can see in the natural, out of what we can understand with our own human reasoning, our own mind. And the Word of God's very plain. Jesus, He teaches you and I what is in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, down about verses 14 and 15. He said there is a broad way, right, which leadeth to what? Death and destruction. There is a straight, narrow path, a narrow way. And He said that there's many there at that way, but they don't find it.
Amen.
He said, few be that enter into that way, that narrow path. So you got to understand, I've got to understand, there is a devil out there that is working overtime to keep you and I in a place where we go, which way do I go? What do I do? I don't know where to turn. I don't know what to look at. I've tried this. It didn't work before. Somebody else testified and they said it worked for them, but it didn't work for me. God, what's wrong? I don't understand. You and I, we can't do what somebody else done just because they did it. Amen?
Amen.
The Holy Ghost may have anointed them for that situation, that circumstance. And if you don't have the same anointing, if I don't have the same anointing, if God's got a different plan, a different ideal, then we're going to have to turn a different way. Amen?
Amen.
So we can't go the way that has worked for somebody else just because it worked for them and expect the same results.
Right.
We can't go in a way that seems logical. We can't do that. He said there's a way that seemeth right. Now this word seemeth from the Hebrew, we've got to get it in our spirit. It's so powerful. It's panin. The Hebrew word is panin, and it means the face thereof. There is a way that you and I look at it. On the face of it, it looks good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It looks like that's the way we should go. But it says, on the face thereof, it's a phantom.
Uh-huh.
What does the word phantom mean? Phantom means it only exists in appearance.
Yeah.
It's not real. There's a way that seemeth right.
Yeah.
In other words, the devil has painted a picture, and it looks like the right way to go.
Yeah.
This word right, it means prosperous.
Uh-huh.
It means straight. And level, amen?
Yeah,
in other words,
right.
The devil is going to put things in your path and my path, and it looks just exactly the straight way to go. It looks just exactly the right way to go. It looks like the way of confidence, of peace, and security, and all of those things, but it's a falsehood. It's the way that leads to death and destruction. You can't go, I can't go in what seems right, what looks right on the outward appearance, because what did God say? God said you can't trust the outward appearance.
Amen.
Remember even God's prophet Samuel, he went down, called of God, had a call on his life to anoint the next king of Israel. And he went and he said, oh, this has got to be the one. He's tall, he's handsome, he's strong, because he's looking at the outward appearance. And God said, that's not him. And it went all the way down through the seven sons and the eighth son, come on, the little short guy who didn't look like he would amount to anything, he had the heart. The heart forgot the call of God. So even the prophet had to what? Had to continue to listen to the Spirit of God to stay on the right way. How much more this morning do you and I have to listen to the Spirit of God to go the right way? There is a way that seemeth right. This way, it's Derek in the Hebrew, and it means a course of life. Amen? It's not. It's a path well trodden, but it's your course, your method of operation of living your life. You live your life according to many things. There's things that set in your life, in my life, from the time we were little bitty. Amen. We were accustomed to things by watching, by learning, by things that was implanted into us by our moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, and all of these things. And praise God for those things, unless they're contrary to what God's trying to do in our life. There is a way that seemeth right. It seems like the right way to go. But he said that way, that right is a straight way, is what it looks like, what it appears. How many times have you heard about somebody that they grew up on a curve, they didn't know the curve was there, and they crashed and burned?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Come on, the phantom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because what you want to do, if you're driving a big truck, you want to have your speed set, and when you hit that curve, you accelerate in that curve. And when you accelerate in that curve, that holds you and you go right around it. If you come into a curve too fast and you're on your brake in that curve, you're going to lose control. And that's what the devil wants to do in your life and my life. He wants us to be going the wrong speed and looking like it's a straight way, but really he's thrown us a curve. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Come on now, this is important. There is a way that seemeth right in a man, but the end thereof, the end, it means the place of death. It's Hades. It's the place where the devil wants to take you and I, but God's got a place ordained for us from the foundation of the world that He sent His Son Jesus that we could go there. Amen?
Amen.
And so that's what we want to do. We want to hear what thus saith the Lord. Now, in this verse of Scripture, just a little one word different in 16:25, He said, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now the only way that you and I can go the way of the Lord is we've got to hear what God says. We can't judge anything by our mind. Amen?
Amen.
Not one thing. Now Proverbs 3:7, it tells us, I believe it's 3:7. Let's turn over and look at it. Maybe it's 4:7. But let's look at it and let's see what the Word says. 3:7. Proverbs 3:7 says, be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. If I listen to God, if I won't think that I've got this thing figured out. You see, that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to rock us to sleep in this life. And we're going along and everything seems fine and dandy. But if I'll not be wise in my own eyes, if I'll not think for myself, but I'll let the Spirit of God do my thinking, my reasoning for me. come on, help me, then I'll depart from those things that are evil, that are destructive, that are a hindrance to me, and I can be able to receive the way of the Lord. Amen?
Yes.
God's got a path that even though it's narrow, it frees you and I up from the things that hinders other people on the Broadway.
Right.
See, as you and I, once all of us were on the Broadway at one time, amen? And there's still areas in our life, my life, I'm just telling you, that's on the Broadway that I've got to bring in to the narrow way. Amen? But as we start on that Broadway, it seems so much fun. And it seems easier. It does at the beginning because what? There's pleasure in sin for a season. But after that season, then those things start bogging us down. But when we get in the narrow way, then you and I, we start seeing the Spirit of God, by the Word of God, take things off our life and out of our life. And really, even though it seems cramped to the world, we have more freedom. We have more joy, more peace, more liberty, more understanding in that way. Amen? And so I can't be wise in my own eyes. I've got to get everything to God and say, God, I just don't know. I don't understand it in myself. Because I know that there's an enemy out there. There is a little G, a little God of this world who is blinding people. And 2 Corinthians 4:4. And I don't want to be blinded, amen, by the little God of this world. I want to have vision inside. And I can have it. You can have it this morning. And we can know where to go when we listen to the Lord. But you can't trust your mind.
Amen.
What is Romans 8:7? Let's read that together. Romans 8:7 says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. We can't trust in ourselves because everything about our carnal mind is against God. And even though God gave us a mind, until we renew it, like Romans 12:1-2 tells us, we can't trust it. Our mind has to be renewed by the truth of the Word of God and brought into the subjection of the Word of God. And we've got to have to trust in the Lord. We can't be wise in our own eyes in these last days. We've got to know and understand that there is an enemy out there that wants to destroy what God has for you, what God has for me. Amen? And we're on a path. We're going somewhere. You and I are on a path to see Jesus Christ in every part of our life. You see, He doesn't just want to be the Lord of my spiritual life. He doesn't just want to be the Lord of my emotional life. He doesn't just want to be the Lord of my physical life. He wants to be the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, of every part of my life. He wants to guide me in my finances. He wants to guide me in my emotions, in my friendships, amen? In my job, in my everyday life. He wants to show me the way of joy and truth and peace. He wants to show me how I can be victorious like He was in all situations. He wants me to meet the devil head on. Trust in Him and step on the devil's head in His victory. Amen? Oh, glory, He does. He does because, see, the devil wants to kill us and destroy us, but God wants to use that to show other people that there's a place of victory, and that place of victory is in Jesus Christ. Amen? Now, I want you to go with me to the Gospel of Matthew, and let's see something here. This will help you and I so much. There's a way that we're trying to get Jesus Christ in every part of our life. I never looked at this way before. But there's someone who wants to kill Jesus out of your life. Now look at Matthew chapter 2. You know this story. Very familiar. But let's just read it under the topic of what we're talking about. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Matthew 2:1, in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all of Jerusalem with him. Now, you know why? Because he didn't want no other kingdom. He didn't understand. But drop down to verse 7. It says, then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently that what time the star appeared. And he sent them, Herod sent the wise men to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. In other words, what we need to know is that in this life, when you and I are on the way of the Lord, that there's going to be people who have great power in our lives. They even have power over our lives. They have great influence. And they may appear like they want what you want. It may appear like they want what God wants for you. And you can't trust in what you see in the natural eye. I can't trust with what I see in the natural eye, because it's not always the case. The devil puts people in your life to steal Christ Jesus out of your life. You need to recognize and realize this relationship that I'm in, this friendship I'm in, this situation I'm in. Why am I here? Am I here for God's glory, or is this a trap? Is this a trick of the enemy to steal what God has for me? Because there will be situations where the enemy will put people, and it seems, everything seems right unto us. Amen? Come on. But it's leading to death. It's leading to destruction. We got to read it by the Spirit of God. Because what does the Word tell us here? Look at verse number 12. The wise men, it says, they were warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, and they departed unto their own country another way. Another way. Okay, in their own mind, think about it. Here's what the flesh would be saying. The king is impressed by me because I heard from God. I give him a message, and he wants, I'm going to be able to help him to worship Jesus the way I want to worship Jesus. But he doesn't want to worship Jesus. He wants to kill Jesus.
Right.
You and I, we're not to cast our pearls before swine. We're to be led by the Spirit of God and recognize and realize not everybody has the same agenda that you have.
Amen.
Not everybody has the same agenda that the Lord has.
Come on.
And so they went another way. Now this took great, and I want you to put yourself in this place and position, that they knew this man was powerful. And he'd give them a word, he'd sent them, gave them charge, and they were to come back. But yet they didn't trust in what everything the flesh, everything the carnal mind would say and do. They trusted in the Lord. They knew that God had gave them a word. This morning, you've got to hear from God. It doesn't matter what I say. It doesn't matter what your spouse says. It doesn't matter what your kids or your mom and dad says. If it's contrary to what God says, you've got to hear God, and you've got to trust in God. Because when it's all said and done, you're the one that's going to be standing before Him on Judgment Day. I'm the one that's going to be standing before Him on Judgment Day. Nobody else. Amen? We're going to be standing there, and the books are going to be open, and we're going to be judged out of those books. Amen? And so we've got to recognize and realize we've got one shot at this thing, 70 plus years or whatever it is, to do the will of God. Not get in our own way, but get in the way of the Lord. There will be people. Now, you've got to recognize it, who will try to stop Jesus out of your life. Will try to kill him out of your life. That is an agenda of the enemy. So always listen to the Lord. Come on, I might miss it. I might tell you something wrong. Not on purpose. But God will never tell you wrong. Amen?
Amen.
The Spirit of God will never miss it because He knows you intimately.
Right.
He knows you personally. Amen?
Right.
All right. So you've got to have a word. Let's look at that. Psalms 119, verse 9. Let's see what the Word says. Talking about the way now. Which way do I go? Psalms 119, verse 9, the Word of God says, wherewithal shall a young man, a young person, shall a Christian, if you would, cleanse his way? How can you have your way cleansed? How can I have my way cleansed? Well, first of all, we got to do what the book of Romans says, where Paul said in the book of Romans, he said, let God be true and every man a liar.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody tells you something contrary to the Word of God, it don't matter who it is, God is the truth. Amen?
Amen.
As Brother Stewart was talking about, God is the standard bearer. He's the one that sets the truth. And Jesus said, I am the way that you and I are looking for. I am the truth and the life. No man goeth unto the Father, goeth unto heaven, unless they go by me. So we've got to trust in Jesus.
Amen.
And so how am I going to cleanse my path? This morning, listen to me. This is important. The Spirit of God is dealing with some people. There's some things in your path, and it's a hindrance to you.
Right.
The devil is going to use it to bring you to destruction. That's his plan. You say, well, I'm going to heaven. You may be, but he may kill you before your time.
Come on.
And this is important. This is very important by the Spirit of God. You and I, we can either shorten our days or we can lengthen our days. The Word of God tells us that. It's very plain, very clear, according to how we live our life. According to where we stand in God by faith.
Amen.
And so this morning, how can I cleanse my way? How can I get some things out of my life where I have more liberty, even though the way is straight and narrow? Where I can have more freedom. I can have more joy. How can I get some things out of my life? Only by the Word of God.
Come on,
you see, man will try to put burdens on you and I and say, you've got to do this and you need to do that. And true, I may need that. But that may be 5 years down the road.
Right.
Come on
now. Really. Too many people have stumbled and fell out of the church, and this is what I've been seeing in my spirit as I pray for this community. They fell out of the church because somebody's put a label on them and put a standard on them that they couldn't live up to. But God's getting ready to bring them back. He's getting ready to bring healing into people's lives, and they're going to be sitting beside you, and it's going to be such a shock to you that you're going to say, "My God is real." Because I know only God can heal that hurt, can make that thing that was wrong right. It's coming. I'm telling you, I believe it with all my heart. But we've got to let God do what God wants to do in our life. Amen?
Amen.
We've got to let God be the one. Because He knows how I can cleanse a certain situation when I'm ready for it. I don't know when you're ready for it. Come on. I may try to move you up 2 steps and God's saying, "No, let's just step up 1 step. So don't let anybody put anything on you. You let the Spirit of God talk to you. How can your way be cleansed? He said, by taking heed thereunto unto the Word of God. That's it. Taking heed. The word heed means that you and I, we see it and we obey it. We walk in it. Amen?
Amen.
Let the Spirit of God show you. God's got so much for you this morning. You see, the enemy tries to get us to hold on to things and adhere to things. And ultimately, they look and they feel good for a moment of time to the flesh. But they're detriment to us. Amen? They're the ways of death and destruction. But God is going to give you, He's going to give me things that will cause us to be at liberty. You see, the way of the Lord is, let's look at that. Psalms, let's turn over here in Psalms 18, I believe it is. God's way is perfect. Help, somebody help me. It's in Psalms 18 somewhere. And it says that the way of the Lord is perfect. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 18:30. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. In other words, it's true. It's going to work. He is a buckler to all of those that trust Him. Amen?
Amen?
So He has a word for you and I that will take us into that narrow path, that perfect way. It doesn't have to seem right. It doesn't have to have an appearance of right. In other words, it's going to look wrong to the flesh,
right,
to our carnal mind. But in your spirit, you'll just know. How many times have you argued with yourself because your mind is wanting to go this way? It seems natural, it seems logical, but just in your spirit, you had a check.
Uh-huh.
And you just knew, I don't know why, it makes absolutely no sense, but I can't do this, or I can't go this way. Instead, I'm going to go completely 180 degrees in the opposite.
Right.
And you argue with yourself, but finally when you do, you step into it, and all of a sudden, you have peace that passeth all understanding.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God has for us. Amen?
Amen?
That's what He's wanting to bring in our life. And there's great tragedies that you're dealing with in your life. There's mountains, as Brother Corey was talking about. That's what was so neat. I was praying that before he said that, the Spirit of God told me to pray and speak to mountains in people's lives in this service, that they'd be cast in the sea where they could see Jesus. Because when you and I can see Jesus, we have the bearings of knowing which way to go.
Amen.
I give this analogy. Hardly. Max Lucado, the Church of Christ preacher, you know, he's wrote several books. I've never read any of them, but he's wrote several books. And he made this statement. He went to New York City right after 9/11. And he was talking to the cab driver. And he said, "So how much has things changed? How much is this attack, these towers falling, has it affected you?" And that cab driver, he looked up in the mirror back at him and he said, "What it's done, it's caused me to have trouble. I seem to find myself getting lost." He said, "Getting lost? What do you mean?" He said, "Well, I always use those towers as a focal point. And then I could take and I would find my way around." And see, that's what the devil does. He brings things in your life, and if we're not careful, we look at those and we go by those, we gauge ourselves by those, we go by those, and all of a sudden then they're taken away. And we're wouldn't looking at Christ, and now we have no way of knowing, which way do I go? What do I do? Which way do I turn? And so we've got to make sure that Jesus is our standard bearer, that He's the one that's high and lifted up, and we know, amen?
Amen.
You're going to experience tragedy. I'm going to experience tragedy. Things are going to happen. But we've got to trust in the Lord, because He has a plan for you. He has something for you that's greater than what you're dealing with right now. Amen? You believe that? It's a truth. Let me give you this example. How many remember the 85 Bears? Any football fans? Okay, well, you know, Mike Singletary, he played linebacker for the Bears, right? Okay. Well, he told this story. He's a Christian. He testified about this. He said when he was 12 years old, his dad was a preacher. He had 9 brothers and sisters. Everything seemed to be going great. All of a sudden, one day, his dad comes in and says, "I don't love your mama anymore. I found somebody else I love, and I'm gone." He left the kids. He left mama. There he is. His mom, she's going through all this, you know, and she's just heartbroken. Well, now he didn't have a father figure, so he starts looking to his brother, older brother, named Grady. And so he's looking to his brother for guidance and direction, following his footsteps. Well, then what happens? His brother is killed by a drunk driver. Here he is, 12 years old now. He's lost his dad, in a sense. He's really lost his brother. He don't know what to do, where to turn. And one day his mom comes and knocks on his bedroom door. And she said, "I need to talk to you." And she told him, she said, "Listen." She said, "I need you. And I want to tell you, I've prayed for you since before you was born. And I'm here to tell you that in my spirit, I know that Jesus has a plan for your life. And all of these things has happened to cause you to hate God and to put things between you and God. But I know that God has a great destiny for your life. And I need you to step it up. And I need you to stop looking to anything else other than look to Jesus." Amen? And he said all of a sudden, she left that room. And he said something happened. What happened? He got saved. He gave his life to Jesus, and he saw then the plan of God. He saw things started coming. He saw himself playing football. He saw himself making the high school team. He saw himself getting a full scholarship for college football. Amen. He saw himself in the NFL. He saw himself making money to take care of his mom, ultimately buying her a house and taking care of his brothers and sisters. That's what he saw. That's what God's Word will do. God's Word will show you that God wants to meet every one of your needs, every one of my needs, and He wants to use the situation that we're in, that we're struggling in, to show that He's greater, He's bigger than that situation.
Amen.
Now, we've all been touched by death. We've all been touched by heartache and many, many things. But how can we cleanse our way? By the Word of God, because Jesus is what? He's that Word. Amen?
Amen.
And Jesus' Word brings vision. And this morning, you need vision. I need vision in certain situations. We need to see past where we're at and see that there is more ahead. That we're serving a good God. And that we're not going to always be in the storm. We're not going to always be in the struggle. But we're going to be in Jesus always. Amen?
Amen.
Because we're born again by His incorruptible seed. Amen?
Amen?
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank You for each and every person that's here this morning. Lord, I believe with all my heart that You ordained them to be here. And I believe that there are things on the face that look good. And that we're struggling in some things, that we're seeing some things, and we're asking ourselves, do I keep going in this direction? Do I keep in this relationship? Do I keep in this job? Do I keep in this certain circumstance? I don't know what to do. And I believe this morning that by Your Spirit, that You will speak to each one of us. And You will bring a clear, concise understanding that peace will have peace in it. We may not know exactly where to go or what to turn at this moment, but we can have peace to know that You will show us and that You will guide us, that You have good things for us. Lord, let that be. Let that be. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. Believing, we receive. Hallelujah. 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 This morning, would you be honest with yourself and honest with the Lord and just make yourself an altar and say, "Lord, I recognize and realize that I'm in some unhealthy situations. And I realize that I'm not where I was. I've taken a step back instead of a step forward. I want to be honest with You. And I want You to help me to come in a straight, narrow path before you. I want to be in that place where I heed the Word of God and there's a cleansing effect on my life. That cleansing effect that brings light, that life that brings understanding. I look into your eyes and I see trouble. Jesus, He reads your heart. And He wants to bring you the answer. Amen. Would you come this morning? Would you come and make an altar? An altar before your God? Would you give everything to Him? Let Him be what He wants to be in your life? Spirit of God, right now, but your very drawing, let every lie fall. Let you be true. Lord, there's some things that we're lying to ourselves about this morning. We're lying to ourselves. We're accepting what the enemy is showing, what the flesh is feeling, and we're putting that above you, Lord. But we say this morning, we want you to be true, and every man, including ourselves, a liar, if it's contrary to what you said and what you told us. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
on our own. We can't live under our own understanding. We want to help each and every one of us. Somebody come forward that needs our focus change. And He wants to help us. And there's still time. Time doesn't matter. Because it makes it a lot easier if we'll come forward now and let Him change our focus.
Well, each and every one of you, more importantly, the Lord loves you. Amen.
Amen.
There's going to be things that's going to come up in your life. You know, the enemy's going to do all sorts of things to discourage you and try to get you out of the place that God has for you, out of that way. Amen. So you've got to make up your mind. Everything I do, it has nothing to do with nobody else, but it has everything to do with Jesus. Because, see, that way we can never be stopped.
Amen.
The only reason why we're doing something is because we know that's what Jesus said to do. Then it doesn't matter if the whole world is against us. Because the Bible says, if God be for me, not one person can be against you to overcome what God wants to do through you. Amen. Focus on Jesus. Know this, that Jesus loves you. God said, I love you with an everlasting love. Paul said that nothing can separate you from the love of God. Amen. That love is from God. God has a plan for you. And I want to encourage you just to get in step with Jesus. And don't let any man, any woman, any situation get you out of that step. Amen?
Amen.
You know, there's a family. Back when the first microwaves come out, their son, he went and bought them a microwave and he shipped it to them. They got that microwave, boy, they sit on the counter. They were so proud of it. But they didn't even open up the manual. They just saw it and they went to try to use it. They never could get the microwave to work. And so the lady, the mother, she called one of her friends and she had told everybody in her area about it. They were the first ones in that community to get a microwave. And so she called this one lady. They were talking to her friend and she said, how's the microwave working out? She said, it's not. Said, we can't even make it boil water. We don't know what to do with it. Said, what I really needed was my son to bring it and show me how to use it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
God sent Jesus, His Son,
that's right,
to show us how to use everything that's in this precious Bible.
Yeah.
And He's in your heart.
Amen.
He's in my heart. Amen.
Amen.
And He'll show us.
Amen.
He'll show us what to do and which way to go. Oh, Lord. And this morning, He wants you to know that He has a perfect path. And all we got to do is, over and slowly but surely, we just heed to Him. He'll bring every promise to pass. He'll heal every hurt. And you'll see abundant life in your life. Amen. We're in a great cloud of opposition. I see it in the Spirit. Do you know what else I see? I see great peace. That's why I'm telling you. The devil's trying to divide and conquer. But I'm going to prophesy by the anointing of the Spirit of God that I see healing that only Jesus can bring. I see it coming. And I want you to believe with me. I want you to say it with me. That there's going to be people in this community are going to sit down beside us who otherwise would never sit down here. But they're going to sit down because God is going to call them in and He's going to heal the hurt. He's going to bring every lie out to life. And He's going to bring the truth in a way that brings healing and brings you to
Jesus.
Give everything to Jesus this morning. Amen. And let Him heal your heart. Is there any other needs this morning? Anybody else need prayer for anything? Sister Kim's going to come and we want to pray for her. She's going to stand in a place for Yolanda. But you talked to Yolanda this morning.
Yeah.
They're going to do a...
They're going to try and harvest stem cells tomorrow. And she wanted to have special prayer for her.
This is very important. And this is already a miracle in progress because they couldn't have done this if the inflammation in this spleen hadn't been taken care of. And they thought they were going to have to do certain things, but God said, no, I'm going to do it.
Yes,
and He made this possible.
Amen.
Amen. So he's got something in mind.
Right.
And also, Brother Stewart wanted the whole church to pray at 4 o'clock. He's going to be praying with Yolanda at 4 o'clock, and he wanted us to join with him at 4 in prayer.
Yes.
And just let God do what He wants to do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. We love you. Father God, the light of Jesus. Thank you.
Anybody else? Anybody have a testimony?
Better now than I did whenever I came here.
Amen. Me too. Me too. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother Dennis, I'll let you. Oh.
Let's remember tonight's service, and like I said, we've already talked about people that's having things done this week. Remember them in prayer.
Amen.
And everything, but let's try to remember tonight's service and try to be back.
Not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday we'll have a fellowship meeting here at this church. So please, everybody come. You know, let's have a good turnout. Not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday. So the second Tuesday in this month, everybody come if you can. We'll have a good turnout and let them know that we're interested in what's going on. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. If that be all, we'll stand this morning, be dismissed. Ask Corey if he'll dismiss us.
Dear Heavenly Father, we praise you and worship you this morning for changing our focus point from what we've been focusing on to you. Lord, we thank you and worship you for showing us that we can focus on you in everything, Father, and you will show us the answer in all things. Father, there is nothing too big, nothing too small that you can handle, Father. There's nothing too big for you to handle. Lord, we thank you and worship you for everything. And Father, we thank you that as we go throughout this place, that as we go throughout this life and as we come here tonight, Father, we thank you that you can help us to remember this, to stay focused on you, Lord. And we thank you and worship you for everything once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.